Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what today is? It's Saturday, which means after this story, I'm going to meet you on over at the other podcast, Kids Animal Stories, for an awesome animal adventure. Today's story comes to us from Alice. Hey, Alice, she sent me an awesome idea, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story about a dragon? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful evening deep in the mountains, and Skye the dragon was visiting her grandpa, Bernie. They were sitting all cozy in front of the fire as Bernie was telling one of his famous old stories.
Then when I woke up, I realized that I had accidentally swallowed a piece of the sun, and that is how I can now breathe fire. The end.
Have you heard the story of Bernie? Yeah, that's an amazing adventure about a dragon on the spy team who accidentally swallowed a piece of the sun. For real, and that is why he talks like that. Well, after this story, I'll repost those stories about Bernie. You have to hear it. Wow, Grandpa, said Skye. I wish I could breathe fire like you. That's just so awesome.
Yes, well, every dragon has a different power, and mine, I didn't realize that I needed to accomplish that mission to achieve my power. But Skye, you are your own dragon, and you will have your own power one day. Don't you worry. But it's time for bed.
Skye got ready for bed, and her mind just couldn't stop thinking about that story and how much she wanted to breathe fire just like her brave grandpa. And she finally fell asleep. The next morning, she woke up, said goodbye to her grandpa, and headed off to fly home.
Bye, Skye. I'll see you next time, okay? Thanks for coming over.
Bye, Grandpa. Love you. As Skye zoomed off towards the clouds, she had to fly back home. Oh, man, I wish I could be just like him. Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, wait a second. What if I'm supposed to swallow a piece of the sun just like him, and then I'll get my magic powers? Or I don't have any, I don't know how to get to the sun. What else is kind of like the sun? Lava. What about? Skye then realized that lava is inside of a volcano. And maybe she needed to go fly into the volcano and swallow lava. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
I don't think so.
But Skye, she was pretty determined, and I don't think there was anything that was going to get in her way. As Bernie was standing there on his front porch, he was watching his granddaughter, Skye, fly home. And then he saw her turn towards the volcano.
Oh no. I hope she doesn't do what I think she's about to do. Oh no. She's not old enough to get near lava. That is not safe. I need to call someone on the spy team.
Bernie had gotten pretty old. Flying was really hard for him, and he was going to call someone on the spy team.
Shh! HQ, I need you to send one of your best to save my granddaughter, Skye. Over. Shh!
HQ received the message from Bernie, who then relayed it over to Alice. Alice was an amazing member of the spy team, and she would be perfect for a job like this. Bzz, 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 bzz. As Alice was just coloring in her kitchen on a beautiful piece of paper, She got a buzz on her spy beeper.
Alice, this is HQ. There is someone that needs your saving and help. We need you to get on your jetpack ASAP and follow these coordinates we're sending you. Over and out.
Shh.
Alice knew that she had to act fast. She raced upstairs to grab her jetpack, and off she zoomed. She checked the coordinates as she was flying and started to wonder what it was that she was gonna go save.
Shh. Hey, HQ, this is Alice. Can you tell me more about the job? Like, who am I going to rescue?
Shh. Well, this is actually a granddaughter of Bernie the Dragon. Her name is Sky, and we believe that she's trying to fly to the volcano. We need you to stop her before she gets hurt. Over.
Shh. Holy smokes, that sounds dangerous, said Alice. I gotta get there before Sky makes a huge mistake.
She flew as fast as she could towards the volcano.
Sky! Alice shouted from a distance. Sky, where are you?
She was flying around the top of the volcano looking for any movement, and just down below, she could see Sky standing at the edge, peering into the lava.
Sky! Hey! It's Alice! I'm here!
Sky then finally heard all the shouting and looked up.
Oh! Hey, Alice! What are you doing here?
Alice zoomed down and landed right next to Sky.
Sky, I'm so glad that you're safe. What are you doing here? Said Alice. Oh, well, I was just spending the night over at my grandpa's house, Bernie, and he was telling me the story about how he swallowed a piece of the sun and it gave him fire-breathing powers. And so, obviously, now I want to swallow some lava. It makes perfect sense to me, said Sky.
Oh dear, I can understand why you could reach that conclusion, said Alice. But you're not old enough. You see, every dragon goes through its own process of discovering its magic power. And I don't think this is the right way for you. You see, not every dragon is the same. Everyone is built different, and your grandpa really doesn't want you to get hurt. I think you should just come home with me.
What? What are you talking about? I'm totally old enough, and I always want to do something cool. All my friends, they have magic powers. Why don't I?
Said Sky.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but this is not the right way to do it, said Alice.
As Sky folded her hands, she was sad and mad and a whole bunch of things. But Alice was right. This was not the right way for Sky to get her magic dragon powers.
I guess you're right, Alice, said Sky. I'm really sad, but I was definitely second-guessing myself here. That's why I was standing here looking at the lava. I wasn't sure if it was a good idea or not, and the fact that you showed up tells me that I shouldn't do it. I don't want to get hurt. I want to do this the right way.
Oh, good.
Alice gave Sky a big hug.
All right, Sky, well, let's get out of here. How about we go get some ice cream? I think that'll cheer you up.
Ooh, I'm totally game for some ice cream, said Sky. And that is the day that Alice and Sky became really good friends. Alice helped Sky understand that, you know, forcing your way into the magic powers of being a dragon, that's not the best way to do it. And even though Bernie, he can breathe fire, Sky, maybe she has something different that is going to be magical for her one day. Well, I'm so glad that Alice was brave enough to go help Sky. That may be the end of our story, but I believe it's just the beginning of their amazing adventure together. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is? It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Liam from Washington, Xavier from Australia, Sid from Hong Kong, Angelina from New York, Owen from Ontario, and Caleb and Elias from San Antonio, Texas. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family,
and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I will see you on the Kids Animal Stories podcast right now. Bye.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.